Are you tired of feeling like you have to hide your faith in order to be successful in business? Welcome to the Flamingo Advantage Podcast, where Christian marketing and client experience coach Katie Horner leads you to embrace your uniqueness, to see the marketplace as a mission field and your business as an act of worship. Hey, welcome back to the Flamingo Advantage Podcast. I'm Katie Horner, and I'm back with another exciting guest today. This is someone that I met 6-7 years ago. I volunteered at one of the biggest social media marketing events in the world and was able to be under his influence, see the kind of magic that he creates with his unforgettable experiences. And I'm so excited to introduce you today to someone who is an author, a pastor, a musician, many, many things, but none the least of them is director of experience for Social Media Examiner. We're talking with Phil Mershon. Phil, I'm so excited to have you with us today.
Thank you, Katie. It's hard to believe it's been that long since the first time you came to the conference, but thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's, you know, you never know at those events who you're going to meet and what that's going to translate to in the future. And I know I've had several of the people I've met at events on our show, and I've been on their shows, and it's just always an adventure. And that's exactly what you're talking about with your new book, Unforgettable, The Art and Science of Creating Memorable Experiences. It just came out about a month ago, and I can't wait to dive into this with you.
I'm looking forward to it, especially to see what questions you have.
Well, I love experiences. I love throwing a good party. I love hosting mostly virtual events. We do in-person for our clients, but one of the things that you talk about here is creating things that people won't forget. And you used a quote on page 30 from Liz Lathan, and it said, shared experiences create memories, and memories cement learning moments, and learning moments create change. And I'd love to know, like, what was it that caused you to start the book out with such an amazing quote like that?
I experienced that with Liz. So Liz led a group of 80 event planners on a trip that was a secret family reunion. We met in New York City at the TWA Hotel. And when we got there, we had been told, come with a valid passport. And they gave us a list of things to pack. And they said, we'll tell you where you're going when you get here. So we got to the TWA Hotel, and we found out we were going to Tuscany in Italy. And we flew on a plane where we had to stop twice on the way there because it was too small to fly directly. And so like 14-hour flight plus 4 days there and 14 hours back home, we got to know each other. So that experience caused me to want to quote that because that is exactly what happened. We'd had all these shared experiences, things that you would never do. Went truffle hunting. We were picking olives. We were making bread and pizza. We were doing all these things, as well as having really healthy conversations about the event world. And so some of those people, including someone I just met with today, are friends, and Liz is a friend. And that all happened because we did these things in community that you wouldn't normally do. Yeah. Because we were together for 6 days, we did a lot of things together that you wouldn't normally do at a regular event. So I think those kinds of experiences that we can create, and that's not always possible. That's obviously very expensive to do that, but there's things we can do at all the different experiences that we are designing that give people the chance to enter into community, to do things that they wouldn't normally do, to combine things together that they might consider ordinary. But when you do them together, it becomes extraordinary and therefore memorable.
And it changes lives, like she said. You know, you come away a different person with different relationships and outlooks and perspectives and opportunities because of it.
Absolutely.
I love that. One of the things that we talk about, particularly with marketing on this podcast, is creating an experience for our folks, even in the marketing up to whatever it is that we're doing. In your case, events. In our case, sometimes it's events. Sometimes it's a launch of a course or a book or something like that. But what are some of the ways that you found that you start creating an experience even before they get to the actual event?
One of the things I've found to be super important is to start building community as soon as people are ready. And, you know, some people aren't ready to do it 6 months before an event, but I find somewhere in that 60 to 90 day window before an event, they are ready. They're starting to make their plans. They want to plan their schedule. And one of the things, if you're going to an event where you don't know anyone, it's so super helpful to have some plans to meet up with people so that when you get there, you've got a sense of, okay, there's already a little bit of community. So whether we've used a LinkedIn group, a Facebook group, or a mobile app, and we've done all the above and sometimes combined those things together, we try to get people talking to each other and connecting. We'll do orientation, webinars, seminar kind of things to get people talking. But we get them in the group and we have a team of people that their job is to build community, literally build community. So I think that is one of the most important things. And yes, we've got a very strategic plan with our communication, both through emails and even posts that we do in the Facebook group and things that we do in our mobile app and our website, which are all coordinated to help make sure people have the information that they need to help them prepare, especially those who like to be well-prepared way in advance. Some people like to just show up, you know, but a lot of people like to do their preparation. So we're really strategic and we would rather over-communicate, knowing that not everyone sees everything that you send out, rather than under-communicate. And in general, people love us for the simplicity and clarity of our communication, but the fact that we do tell them everything. Because a lot of events, they might send one or two emails before you show up, if they send one. And it usually either is like a data dump, way too much in there, and you don't know what to do with it, or they haven't really told you the things that you care about.
And all of that's outlined in the book. You guys, if you're listening to this, we're talking about Unforgettable, the art and science of creating memorable experiences through events primarily. And Phil has got all kinds of charts and graphs and planning things in here, lists. And I was looking at it and what came to mind was like a wedding planner book, because, you know, in planning a wedding and planning a live event is very similar in that it's, you're creating an experience and there's so much that goes into it behind the scenes. If you've never done it before, you really need a planner. And this is an amazing guide. You can pick yours up at philmershon.com or wherever books are sold. We're going to have those links in the show notes, of course. But when I was reading through this, what stood out to me, Phil, was chapter 14, where you're talking about becoming the only one, finding your secret ingredient. And in our flamingo language, you know, we talk about how flamingos all look the same, and yet the way they tell each other apart is by their own unique voice. Every single bird has their own unique voice, and they recognize one another, not by what they look like, but by what they sound like. And so we can be similar to thousands of other people in our niche, and yet we are our own unique voice that others are looking for and looking to connect with. And so when you're talking about becoming the only one, I always say there's tons of people who can do what you do, but nobody does it like you do. And this chapter really resonated with me in terms of finding that secret ingredient, finding that flamingo advantage in your niche or your event or your launch or whatever it is that you are creating. And yes, doing what others do, because that's how we know it's a marketable thing, and yet making it your own and making it unique. Talk to us about some of those secret ingredient preparations there in finding your uniqueness.
Yeah, and I'll back up for half a second and just say that the core analogy in the book is, I talk about an event is like baking a loaf of bread. Anyone with the right recipe can bake a basic loaf of bread, but to make an amazing loaf of bread, you need to understand what each one of the ingredients are, how they work together, how to package it together, and the process that's involved. So once that's true, and now you've got something that's really unique, now you're saying, well, what is that secret ingredient that's going to set it apart from every other loaf that's out there? And I think it's very much like your flamingo advantage. You need to understand who you are collectively as an organization, who you are individually as a person. One of the things I love to say is that if I gave five speakers the same title, the same outline for a talk, maybe even the same script, I still know I'm going to get five completely different talks, because the way that they're going to approach it, the way they will present it, as long as they make it their own and don't try to do it the way they think I want it done, but as long as they make it their own, it's going to be different. And so the same thing is true about events, and we need to lean in to those strengths. So you need to understand who's on your team. What are the strengths? What are the weaknesses of the people here? Do we have any special talents? So one of the things that we discovered early on, and I'm a musician, and We're going to talk about that a little bit later, I think. So we've always had live music at the event because I've been a worship pastor for most of my life. And so from the very first year, we had live music as people are walking in. I didn't want to do canned. I felt like, you know, everyone does canned. Let's do live. But then we discovered after a couple of years that we have all these people who have a background in music theater. And not just like, you know, community or high school music theater, but actually professional. Guy who has his master's degree in opera and has performed all over the world. A lady who performed on Broadway. Actually, two different people who performed on Broadway. And so we started asking ourselves, well, what does that make possible? We need to lean into that as opposed to ignoring it. And we had a lady who had been a marketer on Madison Avenue, and she has a brother who is a musical writer. And so she's done a lot of lyrics. So she ended up writing a score, and we put on a parody musical. And we did that for 5 years in a row. And I think you were there one of the years that we did that. You know, and we've written custom songs because I'm a songwriter. And I learned to co-write songs so that we had great things. So we've leaned into the strengths of who we are. Our CEO has a really good eye for graphic design. So our graphics and flavor of the event is very colorful compared to somebody else. And so you're going to walk in and say, oh, that's definitely a Social Media Examiner product. And you should say that when you walk into an event. It should feel like this belongs to the person or the brand that's behind it.
I love that. And so many things there to pull out. Like, I love the music and making it unique, making it your own. The consistency of the branding too, I think that's really huge. You know, we've done lots of different themes at our events, but we always have the flamingo in there as like the through line, right? The thing that makes it ours is throwing that flamingo in there. And seeing you guys do that too has been a great example. What would you say? You talked about in this chapter, combining the known to create the unknown. Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
Yeah. The best way I can describe this is to talk about the Savannah Bananas. If you're familiar with them as a baseball team, do you know who they are? They're all over Instagram and TikTok. So Jesse Cole's the CEO founder, and he said, our aim is to do things that have never been done before on a baseball field. But it's not that they've never been done before. So for example, if you go through TikTok, you're going to see pictures of a guy on stilts batting at home plate, and the umpire's up on a stool behind him so he can see it. It's like, well, we've seen people walking on stilts, but you've never seen someone do that on a baseball field. He's got another guy who is a rodeo cowboy from Oklahoma who is also a pitcher. So when he's pitching, he's doing all kind of antics. But one of the things he does is he grabs his lasso and he goes out and tries to stop one of the base runners from going from first to second base. He tries to catch him just like he's catching a cow. So you're seeing things combined, things that you've seen in the ordinary world, but never been done in this space before. And I think we can do that in our events again. And so, you know, the musical is the first example that comes to my mind is like, well, I've never been to a conference where a musical breaks out, or we've had a choir up on stage. And again, and one year we had an all-star band where I found all these people who were speakers who were also former rock and roll musicians. And so we formed a band with all these speakers and said, huh, that's probably never been done at a marketing conference before. And those are just some examples of things. We do social karaoke every year, but with a live band. And we end up finding out we've got some amazing singers who are in the community who probably could have made it, but decided they wanted to be marketers because they wanted a regular job with predictable income. So that's what I mean by that is, you know, we're all Christians here on this podcast. And so I don't believe there's anything new under the sun. And we are little creators in that we mimic God in the way that we create. So we really aren't going to ever come up with anything that's never been done before. What we're always going to be doing is saying, well, let's look at something that God has done and how can we copy that and adapt it to the place. That's what we get to do, is we get to take things that God already made and make new things. You know, God had never built a skyscraper, but we got the inspiration from all kinds of things that were built over time. And, you know, we take things that he put in our hands. And so the same thing is true at the events that we're doing, is we are combining things that God has given to us and making unique experiences with those that people will find, oh, I've never seen that before. And that was so cool.
Well, and I love the way that that means you have to lean into your audience as well. Like, you really have to know your people to know who you've got and what talent you've got on hand to do something like that, but also to know that this is going to resonate in a way that people will think is cool, right? That your people are going to appreciate. And you also talk in the book about creating that culture inside of your community. And I think that that's a big part of this as well. People like us do things like this, you know, and leaning into who you have and knowing your people so well that you can pull off those things. I think it's really, really cool.
It's important to point out one thing. Our goal here is not just to do cool things and not just to do things that people might share on Instagram or TikTok. Our goal is to do things that really will stand the test of time, that will become, I use the phrase unforgettable, and it could become a throwaway, but you want it to actually change someone's life. I'm going to back up for a second here. There's a German psychologist named Effinghaus who created the forgetting curve. And he learned that people forget 50% of what they've learned within an hour and up to 90% within the first 30 days, unless you do intentional things to make that more sticky and more memorable and actually get into people's life and change them. And so, you know, if you're creating an event, Katie, and you knew that 90% of what you did was just down the drain within the first 30 days, that would kind of discourage you. It's like, why am I doing this? So we've got to do a number of things, and making it memorable is one of those that can really help it have a chance to impact someone and change them.
I love that. And it's kind of what you said at the end of that chapter 14, was talking about the dentist. You know, he's not in the business of cleaning teeth. He's in the business of making smiles, right? And so as a business owner who creates smiles as the ultimate goal, his competition are the movies and the entertainment and the comedians and the whatever. And how do we be memorable? How do we make this an enjoyable experience for them so that they remember what's important? And, you know, I think that's a great question kind of to end with here today is like, what business are you in? What is the ultimate goal of what you're doing? And then how can you stand out and make it memorable so that the people don't just get to the goal, but also enjoy it and remember it?
Yeah, it's a really good question to ask at the end of the day. And when you find yourself comparing what you do, and you know, we're in the entertainment business at one level as a company, we're competing with movies, we're competing with Taylor Swift, you know, we're competing with all these things, and we can't be all those things. We don't have the budget to do the things that even some of our competitors in the events industry do, but we can be our best selves. And when we show up authentically as who we are, who God has made us to be, in whatever business that you're in, when you're that, people are going to be attracted to you. And the people that need to be attracted to you will be attracted to you. And they will be changed as you are really clear on what it is you offer. And you're not trying to become something else, but you're really clear on what their needs are and what you can offer them and the experience that you can create for them. So I love that you highlighted that.
So well said. Thank you so much, Phil, for being with us today. I'm going to let you get ready to play your ending song here. As I just remind our listeners and those of you that are watching with us on our YouTube channel, that we're talking about the book, Unforgettable, The Art and Science of Creating Memorable Experiences for Your People. Highly recommend it. It's got an elephant on the front, which also happens to be one of my favorite animals in the whole world. So go pick this up, philmershon.com or wherever books are sold. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Phil, for the ending.
All right. So I'm going to ask you two questions. One is, what's one phrase or word that stands out from either reading the book or this conversation that we've just had?
I think one is, what business are you in? And how can I make this unforgettable?
Okay. And when you think about the sound that a flamingo makes to distinguish itself from every other flamingo, what do you notice about that sound?
To me, it sounds happy.
I love it. All right. So we're going to be a happy flamingo who is really clear on what business they're in, and they want to be unforgettable and make an indelible mark on their world. So this will be an attempt at creating a in the moment song. Never thought about this before, never even tried to be a flamingo, so I don't even know what they sound like, but this will be a moment for everybody. this is creating a hopefully a unforgettable and hopefully unforgettably good experience. So here we go.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate that, Phil. Thank you for the song and thank you for your wisdom with us today. Friends, go pick up the book. Your message matters, and the flamingos that are waiting for your voice are waiting for you to get out there and make it memorable.
If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend and consider joining our free listener community at theflamingoadvantage.com. Remember, my friends, your message matters and your voice is needed. Don't be afraid to let your flamingo show.